comment on the difference between spirituality and religion.
Well, the religion, if you could leave the religious out of the religion, then it would be a grouping or a sect of people who think a same way or have a commonality of understanding. They saw what you call Isaiah, a major prophet, and yet he was doing nothing other than speaking a future experience of a resonated truth that took a very, very, very long time to become in a verified or a verification process, you see. Everyone is looking for a reason. And if you understand that you're looking for a reason, then that reason may show up in many, many forms. That's why you have many, many, many different religions. But once you come into the knowing that you have a non-physical part that's already part of you, now you have a choice, you're the creator, to connect or disconnect, you see. Once you understand that that spark can allow that to come into your knowingness, then you become empowered. And once, and that was what the whole of the New Testament was regarding, was bringing folks. Jesus said, if we can quote Jesus, is he didn't come to change the law, he came to complete the law. Meaning, you have all these laws that were created, that were set up, that you asked for, because otherwise there'd be no law. Then you come into the place, well, now wait, we need to know what's right and what's wrong. Well, you know what's right and what's wrong. What you're asking for, or what he basically said over and over and over again, is learn how to love your neighbor. And you do that by learning how to love yourself. Connect with the non-physical part that is you, and then you don't have to worry about the law.